Great evening, great evening. Welcome, family and friends. Welcome to See Red Radio, powered by Freedom Gangs, brought to you by the phenomenal Barroom Network, our Chicago Bulls on the four-game losing streak after getting a good win for Miami. But we got Zach LaVine and my man Nikola coming back tonight. Tip off in 30 seconds. I'm excited because at the end of the day, are the Bulls tanking? We're not mathematically disqualified from the playoffs yet. We got a lot of things to break down to you this evening real quick before we get you to the game. But real quick, I want my phenomenal brothers to go ahead and say hello. J.E., what you got?
It's been a while, guys. How you doing? We missed you. And so we haven't missed the beat, so we're going to pick up right where we left off. This is C Red Radio.
Most gracious. What's going on, peoples? It's your boy Game 6. It's representing the network, and happy meeting you all, man. A lot's been happening, and we're about to get into it right now. Back to you, Games.
All day. So we got Zach LaVine coming back today from NBA protocols, and we got Nikola coming back from some back issues. The Bulls are not disqualified yet from the playoffs. Are we going to make a run? Jordan, I see your face. Are we going to make a run to get to the playoffs, or are we trying to protect? Are we trying to keep some of those picks protected? J.E., what you think, big dog?
Hey, we making a run. What you mean? We're making a run. I would like to think we're making a run. Let me speak from a place of gravity. I would hope that we, you know, Santiago was good, man. You here to throw some trouble? Of course you are. Of course you are. I would like us to make a run. I mean, I want us to compete, but we'll see what happens. I think tonight will be more telling than anything else in of a direction we're heading in.
Absolutely, man. It's going to be a good, showcase to see what our guys are like, are just going to do. I don't think there's any pressure tonight because I'm not saying that we're not trying to tank. I just think that, like, we only have, including this game that's starting right now, we only have 7 games total, you know? So it's just like, you know, you got teams in the playoff. I got to put it right here, like, you know, Charlotte, that we're playing right now. This will be pretty telling whether or not we will even make the play-in. As a matter of fact, if we lose tonight's game, we could be eliminated tonight. You know, it's nothing wrong with that because, like, we do have the future to look forward to. I know, Gaines, I know you got something that you want to pop and reveal for us later on. But even outside of that secret news you got, you know, we can have some solid picks. We can have at least a solid first rounder, you know, this upcoming year to just add more energy, you know, kind of like how Emmanuel Quickly is with the New York Knicks. We can have that in the upcoming draft. So there's a lot to look forward to, but definitely look forward to seeing how our main two all-stars gel today.
And to build off of that, if nothing else, whatever, this could be like a scouting report for LaMelo, so he can go back and tell Lonzo, hey, man, you might feel really good on this team. Come on, it's time for free agency. Lonzo, come bring that 30 and 8 threes to Chicago.
Especially if we walk away with a W, because even though we've been on the skid since that Miami game, our backup Bulls, if you will, have been they were actually winning the Atlanta game. They were actually beating Atlanta at a point in time. And so Atlanta still has a very, in my opinion, a very fluid offense. And so that really spoke to some of those things that we were looking for and everything. Who's going to pick up the slack when our starters aren't there? And so, but talking about picks and everything, one thing that our dad always told me was, don't get so upset if they lose because they making money anyway. And I was talking with the wizard in the background. And so, like, if the Bulls gonna make money, why not? And so game 6, give the people some good insight and perspective on some pick making ability.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me get my phone out so I can get these two. Go ahead.
We'll buckle up, folks, because, you know, even though some games have just popped off, there's definitely some games to look at for today, primarily in the evening time. And truth be told, when it comes to basketball, you know, some games look great, like the Lakers and Clippers. It's actually a game that we're going to stay away from. You want to work very well within the margins. So for us, for this channel, for the network, we're just going to rock with the Golden State Warriors beating the I'm pulling it back up right here, right now. because, you know, I mean, who wouldn't, LeBron's playing Kawhi, who wouldn't want to do that? But when you look at matchups, OKC, you know, a very atrocious team right there, going to Golden State, that has a lot of energy, a lot of momentum, and they're playing at home, and they're playing for something. They actually have odds chart predicting to win 122 to 100. They're minus 14.5 on the money line. There's actually a 60% chance that they cover that. And, you know, they're pretty solid on the money line. So about 1,300, which is very strong right there, which that means that you have to probably invest $1,300 to $1,400 to win $100. So you should have some scalability with the just the point spread. But that's a solid winner right there. But honestly, going into, you know, later on today, talking about the Lakers and Clippers, again, you know, with LeBron playing with injuries, stay away. You know, because what we do not gamble. We look at what makes the most sense, and then we profit within those margins, man. So, Gaines, back to you, bro.
Hold on. So you said don't play on the Lakers?
Don't play. Do not play on the Lakers. Do not play on the Lakers. Do not play on the Lakers. Do not do that. Do not do that.
I'm trying to get some book money, too, man.
Do not do that. Do not do that. And also, as a matter of fact, I thought one in for you, the Atlanta Hawks versus the Indiana Pacers. You know, Atlanta's been booming as of late. They've been booming as of lately. They actually have been winning by a close margin, 115 to 111. Nice. But they're very strong against the spread. And just going through recent trends with Atlanta, they're 14-6 straight up out of their last 20 games.
Okay.
That means a lot. You know, that means they've won 70% of out of their last 20 games. So if you want to go off anything, and they've won three straight against like the Phoenixes, the Portlands, obviously us, and you look at Indiana, has actually, you know, played pretty well against some teams, but they lost to Portland, they lost to Brooklyn, they've also lost to Washington and Sacramento. So, like, I'm telling you, if you want to dabble in the East for the day, I would say go with the Hawks. But if you want to tap into the West, Golden State is where it's at, man. So okay, let's go with the Hawks. Let's go with the Warriors. And, you know, just have some fun, okay?
Hey, Jay, cool. real quick, bro. I always throw something back at you.
When
we're being safe, not picking the money line with the Lakers and the Clippers because both offenses could be explosive, wouldn't it be safe to say that the over of 211 will be something to maybe dabble with? I know we're not trying to gamble.
So funny. Dabble with? I mean, honestly, you never know. Like, okay, like you never know. Like, even with, let's say, for example, Golden State Warriors, the 1,500 money line. I would actually put 15,000 on this to win $1,000 because that would be safer than trying to play within these margins because right now they're a 15-point favorite. What if Golden State only wins by 10? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like you don't want to lose, basically. When it comes to making money, you don't want to lose. So it's just like you want to eliminate any question marks, any variables, and the over and under for teams that have, you know, been coming back from injury. There's a lot of question marks. A good example of a healthy team is like yesterday, the Wizards and the Bucks. Teams were healthy, and like it was no-brainer that they were going to go over 242. I think the total was 269, almost 270, 134 to 135. So it was like that was way more predictable than, like, let's say for the Lakers and Clippers, because this game total may only come out to be 210. It could be like 105 to or 106 to 104, you know, Clippers by close. But I'm not predicting a high-scoring game because LeBron is still gelling to the offense. Schroeder's still out for at least 10 more days. So, like, they are, you know, lacking some firepower on offense, even though Anthony Davis is getting back into the mix. Shout-out AD and Perspectives. You know, Charter out there on the south side. But, man, Hawks, Golden State, you know, you got some of the hottest shooters in the league, and their teams are responding with them. I'm talking about the supporting cast, Trey Young, and supporting cast of Steph Curry. They're all on fire right now. So it's just like, if you want to have some fun, you definitely want to go to, you know, to the Bay or to the A. It's the best you can.
Well played.
We're definitely going to dive back into these Bulls, but real quick, Jay, for somebody like myself who was kind of novice to sports betting, I believe you have a playbook available that people can get access to, right, that would teach them about some sports boarding?
Absolutely. We have a playbook app available on Google Drive that really teaches the ins and outs of sports booking, so you can basically not become a gambler. You know, we're trying to breed a different class here, a new average, if you will. And then on top of that, you know, we also offer, you know, bankroll management consultations. And, you know, if you're plugged into the channel, don't forget to subscribe. Our last video, we really talked about some of the platforms where it's actually Bitcoin only, where if you guys make wages, you're going to approve 0.3% of 0.3% Bitcoin for every wager. And if you refer people, the same thing happens. So there's a lot of leverage where you can create a lot of interest via cryptocurrency. And you know, that's a phenomenon right now. And then look out for the next video, because we are the Game Six. We are the official affiliate of Jock Market. And they basically have crossed over the stock trading world with sports betting, where you can basically invest on players' performances, like a Russell Westbrook, like a Steph Curry, and you can really increase your dollar power every single day. And for every depositor, you're going to get an additional $20. So look out for that new video that's coming out. And you know, there's so much more in store, man. But we got a lot popping on in the sports world. But really, it all comes back down to our roots, and that comes from the Chicago ground that we're birthed from, man. So, Gaines, where we at now?
Thanks, brother, man. And so the Bulls tip off is underway, and as we get into that, I really want to discuss of what are the Bulls, not just chances to make the playoffs, but what do we expect? Jordan, just like you said, some scouting reports on some players that we may be able to pick up for free agency. But we got the Hornets tonight. Then we got the Celtics, I believe. And then we got the Nets coming up. And so what do we hope to learn for the rest of the season? Let's just pretend that Zach and Vooch are back. Let's pretend we're fully healthy the rest of the season, right? These next seven games. And at the end of the day, all we can control is what we control. Let's say if we win out, or we have some good battles, what do you expect to learn from the Satoranskis? What do you hope to learn from these guys that are stepping up? We still want to grade the trade. We know Vuk can step up and hit 5-6 threes in the night. We know Zach LaVine is capable of 50 points, but is it for a losing effort? Or do we have those? Was Zach's time away enough time for some other people to develop and realize that they could play at a higher level too? Because I personally saw Kobe White stepping up, playing some aggressive basketball and everything. And so, J.E., please, what do you expect from some of these role players, like the bench mob back in the day, like a Kobe White, like Daniel Theis, that have stepped up in Zach's absence? Maybe we didn't get the W's, but I definitely saw some sparks.
The main thing that we're looking for now is to see is consistency. That can't go away. That can't go away tonight as Zach's back, because you playing the way you played when he was gone makes his job easier. So we ultimately play better. And so this is going to be a test for them more than for Zach, because Zach's been away for two games. It can't be any real fair expectation. He hasn't been practicing. He think he practiced for the first time yesterday with the team, but yesterday. Right. And so we know what he's going to do. He was top 10 scoring in the league. So we know what he's good for. It's about everything else. Is Kobe going to remain the Kobe of Zach's absence? You know, are the other pieces going to remain? Or are they going to get hyped and rejuvenated because Zach's back and elevate their games even more? These are all possibilities. And if nothing else, it'll help our coaching staff. It'll help our front office, like, gauge what pieces are the correct pieces to keep around in the offseason, or who essentially his last seven games are going to prove who's expendable. That's bottom line. And, you know, it's going to be like, all right, if you can play, especially like games against like the Celtics and definitely against the Nets, like if we are to make a playoff run, we're going to see those teams at some point. So we need to see how you fare against them. And if we can, and if there's something there, it's like, all right, this team needs time and not so much a roster change. So that's what I feel like what happened that was going to come up in the next seven games, whatever. A lot of guys are playing for their jobs and they don't know it, or they do know it. And it's like, all right, are you going to fit our new vision, or was this just a nice little, you know, midseason change and we wish you the best of luck come this summer? But that's the main thing, because Zach's back now. You've proven you can play. Now can you prove you can play with our superstar? if you can't play with our superstar and you go and you work, your role regresses, we're going to get somebody here who can play with that superstar. That's what I'm predicting. Front office management, Donovan. That's what I think. That's what I think they're all looking at. You know, moving forward for the next seven games.
That's awesome. I mean, you hit it right there on the head, and I think they touched on this with Doc Rivers. He talked about using shooter rounds as extra time for practice. So even this time right now is like the reps that the team didn't even have in the offseason. Like, think about it. Like, I think Zach LaVine, for example, is gonna have his best year of his career in the next season. Because imagine the team having a full regular offseason coming up. You know, they didn't have it during this pandemic and during this bubble. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that wouldn't take place in a regular season that will allow the Bulls to have a true, you know, assessment of whether or not they can be successful in today's league. So being able to, like Josh said, you know, match the vision going forward, I mean, this is really just extra reps and extra practice for a lot of guys who may be here and those who may not be here, but from our core pieces, because the front office knows it's going to be here next year more than anybody else. Out of the core pieces, it's just developing more flow and synergy within those core pieces. You know, like that's what they're doing with Randall in New York. You know, it just takes time to gel. Trey Young and Clint Capella, you know, they're getting those big pieces, you know, that guard, that all-star guard and that all-star big man. Like they're getting more reps together because they haven't been able to practice long together. How many times have they practiced together? You know, definitely not as long as, let's say, even Scotty and Dennis Rodman. Even though Rodman was on the roster for like 3 years, obviously Scotty and Mike have practiced with each other for like a lot of their career. But Scotty or even Mike and Dennis, their practice time was very small. But even that, over like that three-year time span, was so much more greater than what our all-stars have right now. So it's still a test of time. They haven't had any real reps yet. I think next season is going to be the real, you know, screening of our team. Not this season, because we added new pieces. It's an off season. It's a short and condensed season. So there's certain variables and metrics that are not giving us necessarily the fairest shake. And there's just better teams right now. But going to next season with some, I know you about to pop the spoiler alert very soon with some off season key additions. Man, we're gonna see our best team in the past 10 years, you know. So that's what I got.
And so as what I'm still saving it, Jay. Little bit.
But what are you talking about?
You are saving it.
I'm saving it.
You are saving so, it.
I love
saving it. Huh?
Josh can't wait either. And so, but you talked about off-season moves. You talked about getting the right pieces in. And so C-Red Radio, stay tuned real quick, because we're actually going to have a nice little switch for you real quick, because we're going to switch to our Chicago Bears. And so when we talk about adding big pieces to our organization, because I truly feel the Chicago Bears front office took a hint from the Chicago Bulls front office and said, if we see that guy, go get that guy. And the Bears make a big splash and they trade up, only giving up one first round pick and a couple later round picks. And they add Ohio State's awesome young man, humble and hungry, Justin Fields. Immediate reactions, how you felt at the time, how you felt at the right now, and I'll go last. Jordan, how you feel about Justin Fields, a brand new Chicago Bear?
I love it, man. I think they were saying that like he scored the highest on the attitude test in terms of like mental toughness for quarterbacks. That's awesome. And he was a real winner at a real program. So, and he's also played in the cold. And like he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder, but like he's working right now. You know what I'm saying? Like he's in the lab right now. So like everything I've been hearing about this kid, like literally called him a kid, is off the charts. And it's like we have somebody that is perfect for today's time. And what better time than in today's like climate, you know, like as a country to like, basically give the stripes to, you know, the next generation of, you know, of diverse communities. and making them so official and like putting them on the map like this. Justin Fields, you know what I'm saying? Young man, like you talk about the Kyler Murrays, the Deshaun Watson, the Russell Wilson, the Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson's, like we have that. Like we have that. We will have one of those dual threats that the team can get behind with the weapons that we have, with Montgomery and Tariq coming back, with the running back we got from VTech. Problems, you know what I'm saying? Our receiver core problems. Our O-line got a lot better. So it's just like, let's see what happens, because truth be told, this is going to be our division this year. It's going to be our division. We've been in the playoffs 2 out of the last 3 years, and this is the best quarterback that we had under Nagy's regime. It's the best quarterback that we've had. I mean, dude, can we really say, like, we can truly say, you know, McMahon from 85, but, like, from overall, just everything. We're talking Sid Luckman. So this is the best pick at quarterback we probably ever had since Sid. And I don't got nothing to say. I'm just ready for the season to start. I'm glad when the NBA is over, we only got a few weeks until training camp, until preseason for NFL. So there's not going to be no lapse in sports whatsoever, definitely on this network. So as soon as this channel, as soon as this season's wrapped up, man, it's going to be Bears Barroom Network 24/7.
J.E., Justin Fields, how you feel?
I lost my voice. I had my daughter in my hand, and I was saying to my father-in-law, I was like, we're going to fuck this up. I know we're going to fuck this up. And
right.
When we can't fuck this up, I was running around screaming. Like, I should have sent y'all the video so y'all could post it. But I'll send it to y'all so y'all can see me next week, my reaction. I was scrum, high-pitched. I couldn't believe it. And then my jersey will be here in July. I ordered that as soon as it dropped. I got the navy blue one. Which color y'all get?
You got navy blue too? Yeah, I'm getting navy blue.
Yeah. And so, at that point, you know, Nagy referred to him as a generational talent, which is why they went after him. And, you know, it's just, I love us, you know, like I said, taking a hint from the Bulls or whatever. It's like, yo, we realize something's got to shake. I don't know if this was they were drafting for their jobs, or I don't care. I really don't. You know, I know is that he was arguing at one point, he was talked about being the top quarterback in the draft, and we landed him. Mm-hmm. How are they going to work that? Hopefully they're going to, he's hyper athletic. Hopefully they're like, you know, they use that to their advantage. I don't know how that's going to work in a mix with Dalton. I'm not concerned. I know Nagy was saying when he's ready, he's going to go. And so I'm excited for that. And even then, it's just like, yeah, like every network and everybody was talking about, you know, it's like this kid may already be one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had, and he's never taken a snap. I mean, he had people say Jimmy Mann, but I think they're just so married to the fact that he won a Super Bowl when he's come out and openly said that he had more fun being a third string quarterback playing for the Packers. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. And I mean, like, yeah. I'm not taking no shade to Jimmy Mann, but Walter Payton.
I have no words for that.
No shade to Jimmy Mann, but Walter Payton did take snaps in the Super Bowl. So it's like, you know, we're like, well, Walter Payton might be one of our greatest quarterbacks of all time. And so it's I'm not living in the past. We got to focus on what's happening now, because what's happening now is important. And the most important thing happening now is that we are trying to make a change. And the one thing we have to applaud is effort, whatever, because it's one thing we could have sat on our hands and drafted the way we've always drafted. Or we can be like, you know what, let's shake the room. We got this kid here. And for the fact that they were saying the plan was to get this kid, and Nagy was like, he's had his eye on this kid for years. And if he's available, they're going to go get him. I'm excited about that, because he hasn't talked about that about any quarterback. I hope any quarterback that plays with the bit that's played under him doesn't feel away. But I think he sees somebody that can flourish in his system. And so do we. And so I don't think there's a Bears fan I've talked to, or a Bears media outlet, nor anybody that's had anything negative to say. A lot of the most weak press I've seen is that he was upset about being drafted. And I was like, did you see when the kid won in college? Hit the same Stone Cold Killer face. The young man is just focused. He's not mad about it. He may have a little Pat Mahomes in his system, whatever. Like, oh y'all passed on me. I'm counting Deshaun Watson. I'm coming for everybody that passed on me. But it seems like he wants to be here. He's already in the gym working. He can't wait. Like most kids that get drafted, and their dreams have come true, and they can't wait to play. And I can't wait to see when we have when Justin hits Soldier Field. It's gonna be. I'm excited. It got me excited about Bears football. I'm not saying I wasn't excited as I was. I haven't been as excited about Bears football in a long time though, because I'm out of the Ellis brothers. I am the more basketball oriented one. I'm a Bears fan, but it's like I play ball. I never Tyler Gaines played football, and so he's way more into football than I am. But I'm the basketball guy, excited about Chicago Bears football now because of who we drafted, and we'll see what happens.
And so real quick, we're talking Justin Fields, but when you talk about effort, Coby White is leading all Chicago Bulls scorers as the Bulls are winning 20-9 right now against the Charlotte Hornets.
Like, y'all gonna tell me about the Bulls? I told y'all.
Coby White leading all scorers with over 6 points and over 2 assists right now. And so that's great effort from our Chicago Bulls. We're going to get you guys out of here because we don't want to take too much of your time. But real quick, the Chicago Bears, I am so proud that the Chicago Bears got 2 first-round picks within the first 3 rounds. That is awesome. That is a team, Ryan Pace, job well done. Ryan Pace, Chicago Bears, Matt Nagy, great job. Way to get it done. Way to not mortgage the whole entire future. My personal opinion, I hope we hold off Justin Fields, that he's not our, matter of fact, number one automatic week one starter. I know Jordan may feel different, but I feel like Andy Dalton may be able to win some games for us right now. We don't have to rush, my man, because we didn't start rushing quarterbacks to start week one until after Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan. We don't have to rush it. I feel like he could learn everything that Andy Dalton does positive and learn from everything he does negative, kind of like how Rodgers learned from all of Brett Favre's mistakes over time. And so I'm truly excited. As a matter of fact, Justin Fields said he couldn't wait to learn from Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. And that shows a young man that's willing to learn from tutelage and experience from some veteran quarterbacks, because he wants to come in and earn it. But he played on some of the biggest stages. He is about those games. He performs at a higher level because his body is fueled properly, but he's fighting for his teammates. He wants to win at all costs. And I don't think Justin Fields will let a coaching staff play him the wrong way. I just don't see that. I feel like not his ego, but I feel like the culture of winning that he's used to, he can help Chicago Bears, even as a rookie, as being a good student on the sideline, take us to the next level. I'm excited about all of our picks. We can go to Tavon Jenkins. I'm excited about that pick because when you talk about a mauler, a generational talent from a QB protection aspect, I'm excited about that. Somebody that finishes the block. I am not a draft specialist. If you are keen about the draft, I would say stay tuned, because draft on tap with my brother Danny Shimmett and my brother Neil, they will break down some draft prospects for you, some more draft gates for you right after this. I cater to those guys. But my man Tavon Jenkins, was somebody that I was banging a table for the first round in case we didn't get a quarterback, somebody who that blindside block, Josh, somebody that would take somebody to hey, go have a seat. He's done tonight, coach. That's who Jenkins is to me. Somebody who would toss around some Barbie dolls in the Packers and say, hey, we're not going to be pushed around anymore. And so I'm truly excited about the dynamics that Justin Fields will be able to bring to the Bears offense, looking off the safeties, being able to deliver it, not just throwing the pass, be able to get high and to get low, dropping the football into the baskets, leading your receivers. Oh, yeah, like Matt Nagy said, he runs a 4-4. That's something that you can never
do awesome, with. Bro.
And so I'm
I don't run a 4-4.
I love this kid already, man.
I don't run a 4-4. I run a 4-6.
I was never close. I was never close to any of that. I had cheap speed. I'm quick. I'm not fast.
But Jordan, you talk about fast twitch needs, and you talk about fast twitch, slow twitch. Josh, you could dunk out the gym. Jordan, I've seen you dunk before. I mean, so when you guys talk about these things, What are some of the things? Let's take a quick second. What are some of the workouts that you would give somebody to help them improve some jumping? Jordan, you have a jump program and a shooting program. Josh, you can dunk. So real quick, what are some of the things that you think, what are some things that will help some people get to that optimum level of their health?
Is this a surprise? What you do that?
No, it's not. It's not. This is a whole new surprise.
For me, I never had a lot of weight on me, and so your nutrition is more important because the first thing is fat don't fly, and if it does, not for very long. So even if you're like some massive guy, you can jump out the gym, you just won't get very high, and you won't be able to do it very long, and it's too much punishment on your knees. I was never a quad or hamstring guy when I was bone skinny. All my muscles came from my calves. And so I was just big on calf raises because that's what I thought you had to do. But the biggest thing advice that I got was from Michael Jordan, watching all his videos, and he was just like, the only way to jump higher is you just simply have to jump. You have to jump, whatever, because I know a lot of people that can squat 400 pounds and can't grab the net. So it's like well, you guys know, everybody here knows how to bench properly, and you know it's technique. And so it is a way to, like, because mm-hmm. jumping high and then jumping properly are two different things, and someone's landing. And so I honestly just practice jumping. So my biggest thing for me, even now that I can palm the ball and still go up, I practice by throwing lobs to myself. I just try to get the ball bounced above the rim and just go catch it. That's how I learned when I first started dunking. So catch the ball above the rim, because I could palm the ball now, but I couldn't palm the ball before. So I've always had to catch it and cuff it, or catch it and tap it in, like how Steve Francis used to dunk. I didn't have big hands. And so, but that comes from is like, just, I was just simply would go get it. I would throw the ball in the air and go get it. And then eventually it went from me tipping it in to catching it in with two hands and like swinging off the rim. And then once you do that, it's just like once your body does it, the muscle memory, it never goes away. And because even now, like I'm rimming out dunks now, like after I've worked out and played ball and everything. And it's like, you catch it the same exact way. You just throw it up and go, game six is going to let you know about the actual workouts. Because I'm going to be paying attention. I'm probably about to buy a jump program to go to make sure I get my like hops legit back once I get into 200 pounds. But as of right now, I don't think about it. I literally jump, and I'm big enough now to move whoever's out of my way to go get the ball and throw it down.
So I love that. I love that right there. Man, like everything JD said, man, muscle memory, and he comes from a different perspective because he's like, obviously, we're different heights. So it's like you kind of got to build differently. And like, you know, and first and foremost, like, follow me on game six to get more information about game six basketball, game six capital, all that stuff, because there's actually videos that we study and look at and like break down to really understand, you know, everything, not just mechanics, because we're talking about the takeoff, the penultimate, but timing and everything as well. And like how many steps you want to take before you can get to that penultimate, before you, like, what's your takeoff even look like? Are your legs fully extended? You know, like, there's certain things you got to look at, but also when it comes to, like, you know, working on the areas that take a lot of the force on the front end, there's a lot of exercises that strengthen the dorsiflexors, the tibialis, and the patellar tendons, along with like bulletproofing those hip flexors that can increase speed and verticality, just increasing your vert, or minimizing and reducing injury. Like I'm coming off of like, you know, chronic patellar tendonitis, and just by doing some of these in-home Nordic routines and exercises, I haven't had knee pain in months. And truth be told, being in my 30s, being able to jump better, be able to jump higher. All right. So again, just follow us for more information on that. You can definitely follow our journey. I know we got stuff out there already, but
It's Jordan.
It's not because the form is better. Your form is better, but like my shot volume is just like
But that's the thing for me. Is like, I think Jordan, because I would say Jordan's a better shooter because Jordan's been shooting better longer. Like I didn't have a need for a jump shot until I started experiencing knee pain, and I had to change my game to like stay relevant. So I just score, I mean, like, if you give me, like, I'd much rather settle for a 3-point shot now. My mid range, my game is more so Mike Kobe mid range now. Like, I'm gonna hit those all day. But if the three of us are on a team, I'm giving the ball to Jordan. I mean, if he gives it to me, I'm going to shoot it. But I'm going like, if the game is on the line, I would literally draw everybody in and make them collapse and then kick it out to him. And I know he's good for it because he knows his percentages. He knows his percentages in his head. He in his mind, I shot 33% today. Like, how the hell do you know it's 33%? He got it like a science. So I'm going to easily say, Jordan's the best shooter. Tyler, I've never seen Tyler be automatic anywhere except for the top of the key. If Tyler's at the top of the key, I don't know why, but I don't know if it's because his shoulders are too wide or something, but like he'll hit at the top of the key money all day. And, but yeah, Eddie, to answer your question, I'm going to say I'm third because like they were doing it longer than I didn't rely on it. I didn't start relying on a jump shot until like the past like year or two. And at that point, it was just like because my game is more based around being efficient now. I don't like to waste any energy. I don't like being tired. And so, and until I'm back in shape now, it's like I'm just gonna shoot the lights out until I can get my legs back. But to answer your question, I don't even jump the highest. Jordan's all the shit. Like Jordan jumps higher than everybody. Jordan shoots better than everybody. I'm just the biggest at this point. I'm just bigger than everybody. But I think Jordan got it. Tyler's probably the strongest. And, you know, he's probably the most aggressive, and, you know, and I'm just bigger, you know, I'm probably longer. So I may appear like I'm jumping higher, but I'm not anymore. And so, to answer your question, you know, now, what does that mean? I will lose? No. But if we're talking about skill, that's Jordan, the torch has been passed. I'm letting him do all the dirty work now. He jump high, he run faster. I'm not doing none of that. None of that young boy stuff no more. I'm just getting the buckets.
I'm going to give both of y'all credit because both of you guys are very nice. Thank you for including me in it because you guys are both good. I both know how cerebral sassing you guys are and when it comes to this b-ball game. And so Josh can shoot lights out if he wants to. Like, don't make him upset. He can shoot under traffic. But when you guys were talking about the complexity of it, preparing your bodies. You guys were talking about putting in that effort. You were working on those jumps. You were working on those dynamic movements. You all may see the link at the bottom of the chat. You may see the link at the bottom of the video. Check out Freedom Games because we're here to prepare your bodies to win at a higher level. At the end of the day, it's not what you do. It's what your body can handle and how soon can you get back to that workout. And when you check out Freedom Games, you're going to see Muscle Multiplier. It's an amino acid that has over 9 essential amino acids with 4 grams of protein. This is what I do. This is when I tore my rotator cuff, I didn't need surgery because I'm still trying to get back to that 405 bench press. When you see amino acids on the site, it tastes like Kool-Aid. You could drink it all day long, but it's about injury prevention. I have a background in the world's greatest Navy as a naval medic. I've been in the medical field for over 15 years. And then when I watched my baby brother win awards in powerlifting and men's physique, getting down to 4.0 body fat, building lean muscle that could prevent the vital organs from getting damaged, I said, you know what? Let me plug into the source. Let me get to the source. And so when you're talking excess, when you're talking something that's approved by the NCAA, I'm about those gains. The protein, we're talking about 25 grams of protein, 1 gram of fat. This is how we about those gains. But at the end of the day, it's about optimum health. We're here to help you. All right. So, guys, real quick, as we wrap up real quick, because I want to dive into this Bulls game real quick. When we talk about never have I ever been more excited about some offseason moves that could be happening because there was Nate Robinson did an interview. And Nate Robinson was asked a couple questions about who he will be excited to see in the Chicago Bulls backcourt. And when that dropped, a little birdie said that someone would be very open to returning back to Chicago. And that birdie was Derrick Rose.
Absolutely. He was
very much opening to coming back home to Chicago. That was the birdie. That is still open.
Obviously. That's crazy.
Where is this interview?
Oh, it's real.
C-Red Radio. C-Red Radio. We're here not just breaking news, but we're here to be enjoying it with you all.
Derrick Rose and a Zach
backcourt powering the Chicago Bulls next season. How dangerous would that be? And when we talk about Never Forget, we'll play some Derrick Rose highlights for you real quick, just so you don't forget how good he was. But as an established veteran, how could Derrick Rose come back to the Bulls, be in a mentorship role, hopefully help a young point guard, but a Derrick Rose, D-Wade, take this body real quick. Take this body real quick. You see what I'm saying? Lead the charge. Is that LeBron James coming up too? No, I'm going to finish. That's Derrick Rose.
That left hand was so serious, man.
Number 9. Oh, Tyreek Evans, have a seat for me real quick. We talk about, get out of my way. Mouse in the house. Get out the way. Get out the way, my Stacey King voice. Josh, check it out for me real quick.
Oh, wow. This is
He wants to go higher. He wants to go higher.
Going upstairs. Big time players.
I wouldn't be opposed to this, because if you see how he's playing now, like the night that on the anniversary of his MVP, of him being winning MVP, if you see the way he's handling the ball and everything, like, yo, he's getting busy. And he's getting busy, whatever. And the only difference is, whatever, he's not playing any better. He just has a lot of young talent playing together, and they're winning. Right. And so, I'll never say never. And if it happens and he comes home, awesome. I can't wait. I'm buying that jersey too.
Absolutely. So smooth. And like, guys, think about this. Think about like how like Chris Paul like has effects on franchises. So he makes them relevant. They're in contention during the playoffs. They're formidable. Like Derrick Rose actually has developed that this season, where it's just like his energy. He gets so much respect from the players across the league. So definitely all of his teammates. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like he's gonna like make the young big men, you know, like the Patrick Williams and even the Lloyd Markkanens better. You know, like that's real kind of like what he's doing with like Obi Toppin. But also he's adding that veteran experience. Like everything that he's doing right now with New York, like literally he would be doing that with the Bulls. The Bulls would definitely be in the second round of the playoffs, and I would say a top 4 seed in the East. You know, like with Derrick Rose back, with Levine and Nikola, with Patrick Williams emerging at that 3 spot, and Lauri Markkanen, taking the next step to solidify that 4 position. You're talking about Derrick Rose, Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams, Lauri Markkanen, and Nikola Vucevic, man. So it's just like, when you think about all that, that's a solid squad, and then you got a decent coach in Billy Donovan, you know, who's one of the college level, and you got some guys, like, you may see some new faces on the bench, honestly. But truth be told, with Derrick Rose, we're definitely a playoff team. I would even say like top 4, if not, of course, top 5 in the East for sure. So I'm excited.
Don't copy my style. We see you out there in the chat, man. Everybody in the chat, we appreciate you all taking your time to have fellowship with us this evening. We're talking Derrick Rose. We're talking Justin Fields. We're talking Zach. We're talking Bulls Nation. Come on. Come on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's right, Santiago.
I'm talking about Santiago because if you need help with that weight loss, brother, check out the site at Freedom Gains. We can definitely help you lose some body fat. All the proceeds help go to the Mombasa Kenya Relief Initiative. It's a nonprofit that our father started in Mombasa, Kenya. We're helping getting kids education, healthcare supplies, water out there. And so definitely appreciate it. But we also want to help you all have bi-directional success in your personal, spiritual, and fitness lives. And so we're definitely here for that. And so, guys, as we wrap up real quick, just some last thoughts on the Bulls, as we got a little schedule happening. The Bulls are winning right now. First quarter's over. Bulls are winning. Bulls are winning against a team that's in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I believe Charlotte's in the playoffs. And so the Bulls looking at close to pretty much full strength, are beating a team that's already in the playoffs. You see what I'm saying? So real quick, last on the game tonight and what you guys foresee.
Solid stuff, bro. Bulls are up by 10 right now. Just seeing the balance of the team, Temple, Markkanen, Levine, each have five. I think Nikola has over five. Kobe White has over five. Williams over the five. Well, that formula I was talking about a few weeks ago where you have at least six, seven players like scoring in double figures on a nightly basis, that's what we have happening right now. I kind of see that. It's only the beginning of the second quarter. So it's like we're going to have seven players get double figures today. So that is the formula of success. So the Bulls are going to pull this off, or at the very least, it's going to be close. It's not being pessimistic, but it's just like I'm liking the production from the overall team today. Daniel Theis, you know, another one. Like now we got eight players over 5 points. That's good. It's the beginning of the second quarter. We got eight players over 10 points, double figures this game. That usually indicates a win. So I like what I see.
I do too, man. Like I said, we'll see. And like regardless of how it ends, if we go out swinging, I'm okay with it. I want us to compete. That's my biggest thing. I hate, you know, I'm very much aligned with Michael Jordan. Like when his rookie, it was second year when he got hurt and they went in the tank for draft pick, and he wasn't for that. He was trying to come back and it ended up making like trying to get the playoffs and everything. That's how I am. If we lose, we lose. Oh well. But I don't want to. Tanking it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But I don't even like saying it. And it's like, nah, we're gonna go out. And if nothing else, whatever, it's like either we're gonna make the playoffs or we're about to show y'all what the fuck about to happen to you next year. It was like, we struggle with them and they're not even done building yet. Like next year's gonna suck. That's my mentality. So go if you're gonna go out swinging.
That's a fact.
You guys want to go ahead and kick off some last minute shout outs and some things you got coming up, and we're gonna get out of here.
I don't really have anything. I'm just excited. I started playing basketball again. I'm very much out of shape.
I love it.
I'm just my first time playing competitively since quarantine, and everything hurts. I've been limping around all day. My students have been calling me old. But you know, I'm gonna go get my groove back. One of my goals now is to get back in shape and link up with my brothers this summer and hang out and definitely play some ball and hang out with you guys too. And so that's all I got. Just in the rebuilding phase physically, and we're gonna get to it.
Absolutely, man. And again, like in Santiago, man, appreciate you as well, man. Happy Mother's Day this weekend. Going out to everybody and. Just shout out the network. Shout out everybody, because the secret to our success is always going to be the support from the community. So we are better because you all continue to get better. So thank you all for plugging in. And as always, you know, for all the network, don't forget the hashtag Game 6, and we'll definitely holler at you all next week. Peace.
And so as we get out of here, we want to say congratulations to J.E., for him and my sister-in-law, I'm signing the lease on the house and everything. And so, like, that's really what's up, bro.
Yeah, the market's crazy right now, man. We're not buying right now. The market's crazy, but at least
I bet the market is crazy.
I'm not going into bidding war, but
I bet the market's crazy.
But nothing else, whatever. Though we just gotta just lace the nice little pad. So yeah, when y'all.
Congratulations, brother. Some people are losing houses, so the fact that my brother and my beautiful nieces have a new castle, if you will, that's what's up. And so I definitely appreciate you, man. I know Daddy's super proud of you, brother, and we'll definitely circle back to that and everything. And so everybody in the chat, if you guys are looking at any type of like fitness advice, send us a DM. We're not just looking for sales; we're actually here to build relationships. Okay, you want to go fast, you go alone. You want to go far, we can go together. Shoot us a DM. We're definitely interactive, okay? Relationships are key. These are some of the awesome things that we were able to learn from the people that we received mentorship that empowered us as we chase our passions together, as our father and our mother have shown us as example. We have awesome people in our life pouring to us. We're here to pour into you. And so lastly but not least, make sure you stay tuned to check out Draft on Tap. Shout out to everybody on the Barroom Network, Mike North, on Bar Flight Tailgate Show, coming back on Sundays, coming soon. And then we're going to get out of here. The Bull Stampede is coming. We're going to finish the season off on a high note no matter what. Get some reps in. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Be safe. Stay blessed. Peace, love, and gains. Like my brother Chase would say, you all take care. Bear down and see red.
Absolutely. Have a